Two vacant seats on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit have sparked concern among Democrats and activists about the future of the powerful court. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slachansky has more.
The Third Circuit hears cases from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware on issues ranging from civil rights to corporate law. With a Republican-controlled Senate, President Trump is expected to fill the two openings soon, and critics worry his nominees could steer the court in a sharply conservative direction. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware says the stakes are high.
So there is a real risk that the Trump administration will nominate someone who is well outside the judicial mainstream, not just a conservative.
The court has helped decide election lawsuits in the last election cycle and played a key role in rejecting Trump's challenges to the 2020 election. Carmen Russell-Slachansky, WHYY News.
April is Jazz Month in Philadelphia, and the genre's rich history will be celebrated all month long, bringing educational opportunities to Philly's youth and concerts throughout the city. WHYY's Corey Sharber has the details for us.
Philly Jazz Month will celebrate and provide platforms for artists and organizations throughout the city to bring awareness, both locally and abroad, to connect people with the jazz scene to not only share its history, but to encourage others to participate in it. Roughly $30,000 have been provided to local artists and organizations to create jazz-inspired cultural programs throughout the month. Philly Jazz Month is also partnering with the School District of Philadelphia to send artists to local schools to work with students and give clinics, which Ernest Stork, the Mid-Atlantic Arts Program Director of Jazz, says aims to give the relevant cultural context.
Hopefully they understand the importance of being a Philadelphian and this incredible legacy that they're carrying forward. We hope to just put Philly and jazz in the same sentence as many times as possible so that people recognize that Philly is a jazz city, and hopefully that will inspire them to just dig a little bit deeper around their own neighborhoods to see where it might be happening.
Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Sunny and brisk out there in the jazz city, 52 degrees right now in Center City, Philadelphia.